Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Three questions with your permission on the Parsha. Three questions for the three meals of Shabbos. Question number one, at the beginning of Parshat Ve'etchanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davens and davens and davens to Hashem that Hashem cancel his former decision and allow him to enter Israel. And God eventually tells him, Al Tosef Daber Elai Od Badavar Hazeh, don't continue davening for this, stop davening. And the question is a very simple one. Is there a point, Arthur, in which you become annoying before God in your davening? The reason I say this is we daven three times a day. Eventually we're going to edge towards Elul, and by the time Ashkenazim get towards the end of Elul, we're going to add Slichos. And then, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're going to add Ultra Slichos. In between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're going to have, I would say, an average between the many Slichos on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the almost none on Erev Yom Kippur. Not to mention the fact that Rosh Hashanah davening is not exactly short, Yom Kippur is rather long. Is there a point in which God says, you're annoying me. Stop davening. You're just nudging. I mean, there's no question that that happens in human relations. Let's be honest. Bruce doesn't want me on this shear for too long. He didn't say speak for 2 hours. He said speak till 10 o'clock and then keep your mouth shut. So is there a point in which God says, you're annoying. Stop davening. Too much davening is not good for you. Or is davening always great, always wonderful, the more the merrier, and only Moshe Rabbeinu got a specific, very local, and I would even say unprecedented, order from God to stop davening? That's question number one for this morning. Yes, Bruce?
If you need to go past 10 o'clock, I'm more than happy to have you. I'll let Maurice, the next speaker, know. He'll be a few minutes later, so let me know, and
Everyone heard that? Bruce says it's okay to go past 10 o'clock, and then he adds, just a few minutes. That's it. That's how much Bruce gives me. Question number two. We have in this week's Parsha the second time that the Torah relives for us the Sinai experience. And amongst the many things that happened at the Sinai experience, there is a pasuk that says, Shuvu lachem le'ohaleichem. It seems like Moshe Rabbeinu found it vital to tell the Jewish people that after the Sinai experience, with the shofar blowing and the thunder and the lightning, you have to go home. And the question is, why is that so important for us to know? This is Moshe's parting words to the Jewish people before he dies, before he finishes his leadership. Why is it so important for me to know that he said, hey, when the meeting's over, go home? I mean, due respect, no one's going to stay on this Zoom forever. Nobody is going to be in the kollel all day. Eventually, when the meeting is over, when the shiurim come to a close, you go home. So why is it so vital? Why is it so important for us to know that Moshe said, go home? What is this, a good piece of advice? Why is that so essential to Judaism, the point of go home? Do not stay at Mount Sinai, or maybe from our perspective, don't stay in shul all day. Don't stay in the Beis Medrash for the rest of your life. Go home. Re-enter society. Why is that so important for us to know? So question number one was, is there a point where God says too much davening is no good? And question number two is, why is it so important that Moshe say to Jewish people, go home? Question number three. And this is not so much of a question as it is a statement. If you look at the Ten Commandments, which many of us know, there were many, such as Rav Saadia Gaon, that was of the opinion that you can take all the 613 mitzvot and divide it into the 10 categories of the Ten Commandments. And he did that. He had a beautiful piyut, the poem for Shavuos, in which he took all the 613 commandments that he thought were the 613 and put them into categories. As you know, Norman, there's many machlokeses in Judaism, but Baruch Hashem, there's no machlokes that there's 613 commandments. Like that, the Gemara at the end of Makos said, no machlokes. Once he said that, the machlokas begins. So what are the 613? But, you know, the Rambam says his opinion. The Ramban disagrees. And you have the Bahag, you have others. But everyone agrees, 613, Rav Saadia Gaon took them, put them into the 10 categories of the 10 commandments. My question is the following question about those 10 commandments. Before I hear your question, I'll just finish. My question is a very simple one. Is there more importance in Judaism to part of the commandments versus others? I'm not talking about prohibitions. In prohibitions, we know what's more important based on the severity of the punishment. Not so with regard to positive commandments. So is lo tignov, thou shalt not steal, on the same level of shamor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho? Is anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha meretz Mitzrayim mibeit avadim lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai, on the same level of lo tirtzach? Or do you walk around and say, listen, I'm a great Jew. Why are you a great Jew? I didn't murder today. Oh, shkayach. Hey, you know, I'm a great guy. Why am I a great guy? Today, I shaved without a razor. Wow. That's pretty good. Or, are you a great Jew because, hey, you know what I did today? I davened 3 times a day. I put on tefillin. I dedicated time to Torah. I was very honest with my workers. Someone gave me a piece of merchandise and I paid the same day. Are everything on the same level, because Rav Saadia Gaon just put them into categories, or no, certain mitzvot and the positive commandments are on a higher level than others? So Norman, you had a question.
Which 613 did Saadia Gaon put into his list? Ramban?
It wasn't exactly like either. He had his own opinion on it. If you want to look at length, Rav Yerucham Perla wrote a perush on that piyut. The piyut is very quick. He made it into a 3-volume set. It's like Rav Soloveitchik once said when they said they're going to learn Masechet Brachot or Megillah, and someone said, but Rabbi, Masechet Brachot or Megillah is easy. To which Rav Soloveitchik answered, don't worry, I'll make it hard. Yes, Bruce.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Thank God we have achievements, and one of them is that. So to reiterate, gentlemen, number one, why is it? Is there a point where God says you're a nudge, stop davening? Number two, why is it so important for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us to go home? And number three, the last question for this week is, are there commandments that are on a higher level than other commandments, or is everything equal, Stephen, in Judaism?